Top House Armed Services Dem, Biden will advise Israel they should look to de-escalate where they can. By Ian Hanchett on April 13, 2024. On Saturday's CNN Newsroom, House Armed Services Committee Ranking Member Representative Adam Smith, DWE, stated that he believes the Biden administration will advise Israel that they should look to de-escalate across the board where possible. Smith also argued that the Iranian attack on Israel underscores the need to get to a ceasefire in Gaza, to get humanitarian assistance into Gaza, and to have an endpoint to that conflict, completely admitting Israel's right to defend itself there, without question. But things need to calm down or Israel is vulnerable in the region. Smith said that the Iranian attack seems to be a one-off. Host Alex Marquardt then asked, "Congressman, what do you think the messaging is from the Biden administration to Israel in terms of the response? Is it, to some extent, you knew this was coming? If it's not too bad, you just take it on the chin? Or will the U.S. be okay with Israel, say, carrying out a response against Iran proper?" Smith responded, "Well, I think the message to Israel is not take it on the chin. You'll be okay. It's what is in your long-term best interests here. Israel is sitting in the middle of a very dangerous neighborhood, with Iran and Hezbollah and Hamas, among others, threatening them. Do they want to go all in on a conflict? I would say no, and I think the Biden administration will be advising them no. That they are in a vulnerable position and they should look to de-escalate across the board where possible. They still are very strong and able to defend themselves. They don't need to risk an all-out war to prove that point. And I also think it underscores the need to get to a ceasefire in Gaza, to get humanitarian assistance into Gaza, and to have an endpoint to that conflict, completely admitting Israel's right to defend itself there, without question. But things need to calm down or Israel is vulnerable in the region." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.